I want to pray before I begin. Dear God, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we have to come before your presence. Thank you for the privilege that we have to serve you. And thank you that you love us and you care about us. I pray that today we can experience your presence, your touch. We want to invite you here with us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk this morning briefly about the love of God. And I have divided this in two parts. The first part is how God shows his love to us, and then the second part, how we show our love to him. As a way of introduction, I would like to read that song, The Love of God. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. When roaring times shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies a parchment made, were every stock on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole and stretch from sky to sky. And then the chorus, O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. I know it's a big subject, and so we're just going to touch the surface. So, the first of the ways that God shows his love to us is by sending his son. Romans 5:8 says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It says that while we were yet sinners, died for us. We just came through the Christmas season, and we have heard this story many, many times. But think with me for a minute. How do you think that God felt when Jesus was being crucified on the cross? How do you feel when someone you love is hurting? I believe that God sending his son was truly a big sacrifice for God to make, more so than what we think many times. Another way that God shows his love toward us is by being patient with us. Excuse me. First 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but it is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." We didn't deserve his love, but he is patient with us. It says here that he's waiting. He wants all men to come to repentance, to know him, and to have eternal life. The last point that I have here about how God shows his love to us is by what he does with his enemies. Romans 5:10 says, For if we, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. So here I believe that the true test of his love is not what he does to his friends, but what he does to his enemies. Now I'd like to talk about how we show our love to God. John 14:15 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." I believe that love and obedience are inseparable. We cannot say that we love God without obeying him. In another way is that we show that we love God by also loving our enemies, like God does in his example to us. In Matthew 5:38-44 says, "Ye have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asks thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." I believe that the only way that we can love our enemies the way that God wants to is if we have his love in our hearts. We cannot do that in our own strength. The third way that we show that we love God is by loving our brothers and sisters in the church. And here's where it gets hard sometimes, I think. At least it's something that I feel I could improve, especially when we disagree. 1 John 4:20-21 says, "If a man say, I love God, and hate as his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also." Also, John 13:35 says that if we have love for another, the world's going to know that we are his disciples. And I believe this is a powerful testimony to the world. So I have in conclusion, I have a couple questions that you don't have to answer, but just to kind of get your mind thinking as we, especially we think a bit about this new year. So how has God shown your love, his love to you personally? Let's say the last couple of days or the last couple of weeks, months, last year. I think that one way that I feel like God has shown his love to me since we came back from El Salvador and with adjustments, I think that he has given me the strength to go on and to be able to do my responsibilities. How does God want you to show others God's love this coming new year? Are there ways, perhaps, that God wants you to show him, that he is number one in your life, and that you wanna love him more? Maybe there are things that he wants you to give up because they are hindrance to your Christian life. Maybe he wants you to show him that you really do love him by giving yourself completely to him. Let's bow our heads to pray now. Dear God, thank you for being with us. Thank you, Lord, so much for your great love. We are so unworthy, Lord, of your love. But we want to thank you, and we want to live lives that are grateful to you for what you have done. I pray that you would show us ways that we can reflect your love to others. If there are things that you want to show us that we need to change, that we would have hearts that are open, teachable to learn. Just thank you, Lord, so much that we can be part of your work. Help us to be faithful and to do the best that we know how, so that others can see you in our lives and that your name would be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, let's have the teachers that teach in the basement.